listening to a couple of people talking about this man on the radio who, from when he was about 24 years of age, he started running 24 miles on his 24th birthday, and every year since he added up another mile. So the man, he's now 62 years of age, and he's getting his whole family to run in a weekend. He does 62 miles. So it was to be my birthday there on the 30th of March, so I had to run 36 miles. But I got in contact with some of the people from Aranmore Island and said, you know, could we do the run as part of a charity to raise funds for the defibrillators and outdoor heated boxes and that for the defibrillators on the island. But they told me that they'd already purchased the defibrillators and the outdoor boxes. So what I'd be interested in doing is in aid of the RNLA. So I do a lot of work with the RNLA in Bundoran, teaching them the CPR and the first aid. So I says, you know, it'd be a great way to do it if we could link the two together and make the run from Bundoran PlayStation 2 Aranmore.
And it's a great cause, because we know the work and we don't always hear about it, the voluntary work that the crews at these two RNLIs and those all around the country indeed do. So they need these funds.
They do indeed. Like, you know, Bundoran now, they're coming into their summer season. You're going to get a lot of day trippers now. You know, their whole tourism built around surfing. And then Aranmore, like, you know, an island nation there on its own, it's, you know, it really depends on the lifeboat. That is their basic emergency service. You know, you're not going to get an ambulance to be able to bring you to Letterkenny. So the lifeboat is their ambulance, as well as, you know, looking after the people on the sea. It looks after the people on the island just as much.
So tell us, how are you going to get from Bundoran to Aranmore? Because obviously you're not going to be taking any public transport or any boats, are you?
No, there's... It's all by foot, I'm afraid. So 6 o'clock now on Saturday morning, we'll be leaving the lifeboat station in Bundoran, and we're going to run the entire distance from Bundoran lifeboat station to Burtonport. Then we're going to get on the ferry there in Burtonport on a treadmill. So just to ensure that we run the entire distance, so we'll have a treadmill on the boat, and we're going to run the whole way to Aranmore Island itself.
And you are doing this on foot, but there's another guy who's taking on the same challenge, but he's using an alternative way of getting there.
Yeah, that's right. We've James McIntyre there from Ballyshannon. He's going to make the distance with me as well. But James is going on his own route. His plan is he's going to cycle from Bundoran Lifeboat Station to Barnesmore. He's then going to run up across the Bluestacks, going to go across the mountains there and come out just before Glenties. He'll then get back on his bike there, and he's going to cycle to Port New, where he's going to get on his kayak, and he's then going to kayak from Port New to Aranmore Island.
And if people want to support you and support the RNLI, of course, in doing so, how can they? What's the best way of doing it?
On the day itself, there will be bucket collectors going through every town along the course. And you can go on to RNLA Station to Station Challenge .wordpress.com, and there'll be a link there to my charity page. And you can make donations that way also.